Chapter 45. Turned to the staircase window, opened the casement about an inch, and put her face close to the aperture. "Yes, one of them is Latimer," apostrophe she whispered. "He always rides a white horse. One would think it was the last color for a man in that line." Apostrophe apostrophe, Stockdale looked, and saw the white shape of the animal as it passed by. But before the riders had gone another 10 yards, Latimer reined in his horse, and said something to his companion which neither Stockdale nor Lizzie could hear. Its drift was, however, soon made evident, for the other man stopped also, and sharply turning the horses' heads they cautiously retraced their steps. When they were again opposite Mrs. Newberry's garden, Latimer dismounted, and the man on the dark horse did the same. Lizzie and Stockdale, intently listening and observing the proceedings, naturally put their heads as close as possible to the slit formed by the slightly opened casement, and thus it occurred that at last their cheeks came positively into contact. They went on listening, as if they did not know of the singular incident which had happened to their faces, and the pressure of each to each rather increased than lessened with the lapse of time. They could hear the excisemen sniffing the air like hounds as they paced slowly along. When they reached the spot where the tub had burst, both stopped on the instant. Eh, 'tis quite strong here, apostrophe said the second officer. Shall we knock at the door? Apostrophe apostrophe, well, no, apostrophe said Latimer. Maybe this is only a trick to put us off the scent. They wouldn't kick up this stink anywhere near their hiding place. I have known such things before. Apostrophe, anyhow, the things, or some of them, must have been brought this way, apostrophe said the other. Yes, apostrophe said Latimer musingly. Unless 'tis all done to toll us the wrong way. I have a mind that we go home for tonight without saying a word, and come the first thing in the morning with more hands. I know they have storages about here, but we can do nothing by this owl's light. We will look round the parish, and see if everybody is in bed, John, and if all is quiet, we will do as I say. Apostrophe apostrophe, they went on, and the two inside the window could hear them passing leisurely through the whole village, the street of which curved round at the bottom, and entered the turnpike road at another junction. This way the excisemen followed, and the amble of their horses died quite away. What will you do? Apostrophe apostrophe said Stockdale, withdrawing from his position. She knew that he alluded to the coming search by the officers, to divert her attention from their own tender incident by the casement, which he wished to be passed over as a thing rather dreamt of than done. Oh, nothing, apostrophe she replied, with as much coolness as she could command under her disappointment at his manner. We often have such storms as this. You would not be frightened, if you knew what fools they are. Fancy riding no horseback through the place. Of course they will hear and see nobody, while they make that noise, but they are always afraid to get off, in case some of our fellows should burst out upon them, and tie them up to the gate post, as they have done before now. Good night, Mr. Stockdale. Apostrophe, she closed the window, and went to her room, where a tear fell from her eyes, and that not because of the alertness of the riding officers. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.